Good day to you. It's Moni. It's Moni Uncut. Oh no, I haven't grabbed my coffee beans yet, and I already pushed play. Well, guess what y'all about to hear? The start of my day. Ring, ring, ring. Get the hell up. Okay, you know, coffee is like that. It's that morning push. It's like that, like a thing that you need beginning of the day. Everybody don't need it. Everybody doesn't do it. I mean, I respect, you know, people, but I love it. I love the coffee. I love it. I love it. It's my mommy's fault, and then I think she would blame her father. So it's a family tradition to drink the coffee. Anyways, so this podcast, hopefully y'all are doing okay. It's Wednesday, by the way. Hopefully you guys are having a great start to your day. I am. I'm a little sore from the past week of moving, because it's only been a week and I'm still moving boxes upstairs, and also a lot, and my body's like, But I am thankful. I am thankful and I am blessed. The Lord has brought me a mighty long way. He has brought me about 60 miles away from my former location and brought me about 60 miles closer to the location that I originally started of in Charlotte. So I'm blessed and highly favored. I can go to Raleigh and I can go to Charlotte. And that's a cool thing, being halfway between both. Yeah, I like that, because I can do shows, art shows, in both places. And a lot of stuff is going on where they're trying to keep people away and you know, a lot of stuff. But, you know, I think God is just going, he going to make a way for me to do all my art shows and everything that I want to do. So I'm going to keep it on that side. I'm positive note, because last year was shit. You know, you couldn't do nothing. Like, it just, you couldn't do nothing. And part of this year, it was trying to open up, and you know, things started happening. I started doing a show, and I was gonna, you know, start some other ones. Anyway, this is not what my podcast is about today. My podcast is about when is enough enough. Yes, I hope I remember that for the title, because I'll be trying to last minute make up these goddamn titles, and I'll be pissed. I'm like, damn it, what the hell is going on with my coffee thing? Oh, is that what it was? Let's see. Yep, that's what it was. Okay, when is enough enough? And it has to do with everything in life. With moving, with people, with family situations, with job situation, with, you know, being overweight, being unhealthy. It has to do with everything. When is enough enough? When are you finally going to say, like, this is enough? I had a situation with some people in my life, and I realized that this thing, it will constantly happen. If you don't check some shit at the door, you are leaving it wide open for shit to happen continuously. Like, for people to treat you any kind of way and disrespect you, and you leaving the door wide open for it, because you won't check the shit. And even when you do, it's like, I don't know, I guess because of some of the stuff that I experienced. Let me put this on. I guess because of some of the stuff that I've experienced has made me, when it comes to certain things, I'm like, yeah, I start ignoring the shit. And that's not the type
I can't do that. When you're in a situation that is unhappy, uncomfortable, you just trying to cope with it, why is that a way to live? Like, okay, going back to the health, taking 1,000 pills and feeling miserable, have to have a, you know, this and that to get you just, you know, through the day. You know, the problems with the breathing, the heart problems and all this stuff, when a lot of times, if you completely change your diet and eating, and that will, you know, change a lot. Also, exercise. People don't want to exercise. They don't want to move around. They don't want to, oh no, I don't want to do that. They don't want to go for walks. They don't want to be around in nature. And that is one of the easiest, simplest things that anybody can do. Just go the fuck outside and walk the fuck around. Like, that can change your life completely. If you do that on a regular basis, walking and, like, you know, drink more water, like, to flush your system. All the toxins that are in there, they just toxin. They just, you know. I try to get off on my parents a lot to make sure they drink water. I know I drink coffee, but the only thing that I really ever have is I make sure I always have bottled waters, because that's what I drink, bottled waters, coffee, and sometimes like I'll have juice. I do like apple juice, pineapple juice, grape juice. I never get the sugar kind. Is always the 100% fresh pressed. It's never like the from concentrate. Because, you know, I'm trying to be healthy and I drink tea. And plus, once you start drinking like the real stuff, like the other stuff is just nasty. It just tastes funny. And eat real food. McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell. Unfortunately, those aren't real foods, so they are not going to give you the nutritional value you need. So if you have to do that, like meal plan, like try to do less of it. Take vitamins, natural vitamins that are made with plants, not rocks. Lord have mercy. But I want people to be their best selves, and I'm seeing that sometimes that's hard in every way, but with relationships, we put up with things because, oh, we down with our loyalty. Ooh, watching lightning. Oh, we are so loyal that we can't let go of this relationship because we are so loyal. That's a pile of bullshit. We need to learn, like, what loyalty means, because loyalty to a person, and if a person treats you bad, I mean, that kind of, like, that means you don't, you can let them go. You can let them go. If a person is treating you poorly, repeatedly, and you can let them go. I was having problems with, I've had problems with people in the past. And I was like, look, you get to where you start snapping back, and it's like, they just want to be combative. Like, why do you want to fuss and fight? I don't have time for this shit. I don't want to do this shit. I don't want to talk about the shit that you want to talk about. I don't want you to treat me like shit. You know what, deuces, because this ain't going to work. We not about to do this. every time we get on the phone, every time we're around each other. I don't like this. This is an uncomfortable feeling, and I should not be uncomfortable in my own home or in my own space at all. So how about this? I'm going to let you go, and I hope you have a great life. Hope you figure it out. I'm not going to about to take time to explain this shit. We are too fucking old these days. We need to figure out what the fuck is going on while we have problems. We need to internalize, figure out what's going on with us, and change our lives. We don't need to be always have somebody, you know, tell us like you're this way and you're this way. No, we need to figure it out. That's why I spend a lot of time by myself. I analyze situations, friendships, and things that I've experienced. And, because, I mean, I want to be a better person for me. So, if that means you got to let people go, then let people go. It's not a bad thing to let people go. Maybe they'll come around, back around in your life one day. Sometimes people are just supposed to be temporary. Yeah, let people be who they're going to be in your life. You can't try to change their thoughts, what they do. You can't. I don't want to do that. Nobody got time to do this. I'm not trying to change nobody's life. The only person's life I want to change and make better is my own. Everybody is responsible for what they do as an individual. Whether they want to, like, eat crazy foods all the time and be unhealthy and not work out and watch TV all day and not accomplish anything or not fulfill their dreams because they're scared. That has nothing to do with you. You don't have to continue to try to force somebody or to encourage somebody over and over again. That gets fucking draining. That is draining. Continuing to tell, oh, no, but you are so blessed. Your mind is so blessed. You could do this. You could do that. And they love hearing it from you. But they're not doing anything about it. And then there's other people that they crave, like, oh, I need somebody to tell me I'm great. Tell me I'm beautiful, like, every day, all the time. And they want everybody to do it. And then they tell themselves that. And it's like, you're very insecure, or I don't know what's going on there. I don't really care to try to figure it out. But I know this ain't working. Because, child, don't nobody want to sit here all day and listen to somebody's pity parties. Yes, we all struggle, and we can listen to each other and what each other experiences. Yes, everybody goes through some shit. And there are some times where friends and family can listen to something someone is going through. That's cool. But when it gets to the point to where that's all they want to talk about is their shit, don't nobody want to hear that. Everybody's got shit going on. Okay? And a lot of times, what we do is we put this shit on ourselves. We end up doing this shit to ourselves. But the decisions that we make. And then we want to complain about it. No, motherfucker. You did that shit. Analyze yourself, what you did, the choice that you made. Realize that it's your fault and fix it. That's it. That's it. That's it. And while you're fixing it, it's like God will open up the doors, universe opens up the blessings, because he sees that you're trying to go into the right direction. So just, you know, I'm like over, this generation is a trip, damn it. This new upcoming, like, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with
what y'all, when y'all get 60, 70 years old, what the fuck? Y'all ain't gonna be able to teach nobody shit. Y'all don't know shit. Y'all don't do shit. Y'all don't want shit. Y'all think y'all deserve everything and don't want to work for shit. Like, there's some people, I'm like, oh my God. Oh, Jesus, have mercy. What in the world? It's kind of annoying. But, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. People in my generation, I've seen a lot of people do that too. But, like, I mean, this microwave pop-up generation, man, everything's at their fingertips. They don't know how to work for nothing. They don't know how to, write a damn letter. Shit, I can't even front. I know how to write a check, but, see, when's the last time I actually wrote a check? I'm like, ooh, check? maybe I need to practice that. Maybe I need a YouTube, how to write a check. Let me stop. Yeah, no, for real, I don't. But I do know how to write letters. You know what I'm saying? Not just type them out, but actually write them. These kids do not know how to write emails, letters, halfway resumes. I don't know. But I guess they don't have to know how to do it because everything's changed. But, you know, I don't know. I think, like, we shouldn't be sloppy. We shouldn't be, like, half-assed and stuff. I'm still trying to learn, for instance, the type of person I am. I know everybody's not like this, so I still want to learn how to, like, just grow plants and be able to grow a garden and you know, do things that a lot of people do not care to do. I want to grow my own food. You know, at least like some of it, like tomato plants and, you know, at least some of it. But, this generation these days, they don't give a damn at all. Yeah. And then everybody wants to be rich. But everybody wants to be rich by not doing anything. So, yeah. Huh. Anyway. The whole point of this thing is, when is enough enough? Certain things we have to really make ourselves let go. And we have to do some searching in our souls and spirits and see things that are troubling us that we've ignored. Because a lot of times that's what we do. We're troubled by certain things, but we start overlooking it. We start ignoring it and it builds up. And so I was wondering about that with a relationship. I'm like, how much when you're in a relationship, like, what are you supposed to be able to, how much are you supposed to be able to take? But when it gets to the point to where you are like, you almost like you dread, you look at a person's name and you're like, oh my God, then that means you need to take a break. That's what that means. You need to let that you need to let that person go. And yeah. And sometimes you're not going to be able to explain it and give an explanation. You're not always going to be able to do it. I've had people, well, when I was younger, leave with no explanation. Well, one person, like, just stopped talking to me without any explanation. So it made me assume
So just understand that if a person leaves, or if you leave a situation and you don't explain it, then a person will assume. It is what it is. Yeah. I'm just chatting. Just thinking, chatting. Only halfway done with my coffee. Well, I hope y'all have a great day. I hope y'all love yourselves and be good to you. Be true to who you are. And focus on you. Don't focus on what people want you to focus on. Please don't do that. Focus on what you need to focus on. Don't let people make you feel bad for who you are or what you think about, how, your thoughts. Don't do that. Don't allow people to do that. All right. Well, I hope y'all have a great day. Look at yourself. Tell yourself you're beautiful, sexy, amazing. You're wonderful. You're accomplished. You're successful. You're getting shit done. And you're healthy. Oh, yeah. And just love yourself. And I will be back soon. It's Moni. Oh, yeah. Well, follow me on Instagram. MIOUXNIE. Okay? It's Moni.